Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. While the Middle East is a timber box ready to explode and setting the whole world on fire, it appears that the United States of America is doing just about everything they can to antagonize all the other countries, including its closest allies. I'd like to start reading to you from an article which was published by Newsmax, dated April 12, 2013. And as we are listening to these articles, please realize that what I am telling you today is all prophesied to happen in Scripture. We are right on target of the fulfillment of prophesied events, culminating in the return of Jesus Christ. That's the good news. But bad news is coming first. Here is this article saying, analysts fear a dramatic advance in North Korea's nuclear missile technology, revealed inadvertently during a congressional hearing Thursday, will quickly find its way to Iran, forcing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to fast-track a long-contemplated attack against Tehran's nuclear enrichment facilities. Recently, voices were heard saying that Iran might very well be the target of an attack this year, and we have been telling you for years that something like that might happen. The article goes on to say, in February, North Korea detonated what is described as a lighter, miniaturized atomic bomb. At that time, there was speculation this could signal the Hermit Kingdom had developed a nuclear warhead that it could place on its long-range missiles. Pentagon officials, however, continued to insist North Korea was at least a year away from developing that capability. Now, whether they didn't know better or whether they just tried to placate the world, I don't know, but notice what this is saying now. Now the time lag between reaching nuclear capability and Iran's ability to arm a missile with a nuclear warhead appears to have vanished. That means Thursday's revelation could reduce Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's non-military options against Iran, forcing the Jewish state to step up its timetable for attacking the Persian nation should it acquire enough enriched uranium to be a significant threat. Quite frankly, it's no longer a question of if. Here's an article by the Washington Post, dated April 15, 2013. And the question is Iran going to get the material it needs, even though there might be sanctions against it from around the world? Now, listen carefully to this article. For years, mystery surrounded an Iranian-controlled factory tucked away in a town of 70,000 in Germany's industrial west. European security officials and former workers have raised questions about whether the high-tech equipment and material at MCS, it's MCS Technologies, could have been part of a scheme to aid Iran's nuclear program. With the United States, Germany, and other Western countries trying to tighten sanctions on Iran to slow its nuclear program, the MCS mystery demonstrates the difficulty of tracking the flow of technology and material that have civilian and military applications. So it's not just North Korea. It's also all the other firms and companies around the world, Germany being one of them, but there are other countries, you'd better believe it, which are supplying Iran with what they need to build a nuclear weapon. Here's an article by the Washington Times, dated April 16, 2013. Israeli military and political heads are holding intense discussions on how best to launch an independent attack on Iran should the need arise, the nation's defense force chief said Tuesday. The Iranian challenge is very significant, and we must approach it with a responsible long-term strategy, IDF chief Benny Gantz said. The Times of Israel reported, "We will do what is necessary when it is necessary." Mr. Gantz specified that Israel had the ability to hit Iran's nuclear targets on its own, absent aid from any other country, including the United States. Now, that's, of course, a big question. But they are apparently willing to believe it, that they can do it. And if pushed into a corner, they will do it. It goes on to say, ongoing military political talks were focusing on that scenario. He said in the Times of Israel. And now notice what the Jerusalem Post reported on April 18, 2013. Iran needs only 80 kilograms more of 20% enriched uranium before it can produce a nuclear bomb, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the BBC. Now, it's only 80 kilograms. That's not much. It says that it takes 250 kilos of 20% enriched uranium to manufacture a nuclear bomb. Iran has gone up from 110 to 170 kilos, Netanyahu said, so they need only 80 kilos more. The threat of a North Korean nuclear strike has underscored the danger of Iran's nuclear program, Netanyahu said. The entire world is paralyzed, shattered, destabilized by North Korea that has nuclear weapons, Netanyahu said. Iran is many times stronger than North Korea, both in GDP and aggressive tendencies, and the worldwide web of terror that they have. Tehran has armed terrorists with rockets and has the ability to shut down the world's oil supply, he said. And every time you have a terrorist attack, as you probably had in Boston not too long ago, that reality becomes very, very real in the minds of the people. It says the Middle East will become a tinderbox. The threat of Iran's getting nuclear weapons is a direct threat to the existence of Israel. It also threatens the peace of the world. Now, while all of this is going on, you would think that certain nations will come together even more to work together on this threat to world peace. But we are seeing a tendency, especially by the United States of America, to just antagonize other nations, especially the closest allies. The U Observer reported on April 13, 2013, that U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew on Tuesday, April 9, hinted that Germany should boost its internal demand to help Europe to get out of the crisis. In other words, Germany should do more, should change their strategy, should do more. Now, the United States is somebody to talk. And sure enough, German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble said Berlin has no need for U.S. tutelage. And it goes on to say that Schäuble said there is no need for Germany or the U.S. to give lessons or grades to each other. We need to understand each other. The situation in the U.S. is completely different than the one in Europe, and I was trying to explain that, he said. Now he is going to give lectures to the U.S. I tried to explain to him the complicated structures we have here in Europe. We are on the right way out of the crisis, but we have complex decision-making structures, he added. Now, if that wasn't enough, recently Mr. Obama's refusal to attend the funeral of Margaret Thatcher has just angered the British people. Here's an article by Mail Online, the British paper Mail Online, dated April 15, 2013, saying this: Friends and allies of Baroness Thatcher expressed surprise and disappointment. Notice this, friends and allies. They expressed surprise and disappointment last night as it emerged that President Obama is not planning to send any serving member of his administration to her funeral. And in fact, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. Newsmax reported on April 18 that President Barack Obama's decision not to attend the funeral of former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher Wednesday was blasted by a former Reagan administration official and Fox News analysts who called it shameful, cheap, small, and petty. Now, you might say, well, that's of course the Republican side, so obviously they would attack President Obama on that. But notice what the British have to say about it, because Newsmax goes on to say that Obama was slammed in the British tabloids as well. They reported that the government of Prime Minister David Cameron was incensed. Incensed! Especially since former Labour Minister Tony Blair, Labour Prime Minister Tony Blair, was sitting in the front row of the service. Downing Street is most angered by rejections from Obama, First Lady Michelle, and Vice President Joe Biden. And none of the four serving or surviving ex-U.S. leaders, Jimmy Carter, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and George Bush Jr., is coming either. What an absolute insensitive concept. So it's not just President Obama, it's also the former U.S. leaders who also refused to attend. It says, the Sun continued, the response contrasts with glowing U.S. tributes on the day Lady Thatcher died, a number 10 source said last night. We are a little surprised by the White House's reaction, as we were expecting a high-profile attendance. And that snub even came ahead of the Boston Marathon bomb outrage. In our weekly update, we are reporting on news events in the light of biblical prophecy. We are also talking about biblical concepts. We have editorials in our updates. We have Bible studies and so on. And you can get a copy of it, a free copy, via email. Just send a request to standingwatch.org, and we're happy to send you a copy. In our most recent update, we had this to say when we reported about these events. It appears that President Obama's insensitivities towards the British are all too obvious. Early in his first term, the president removed a bust of Winston Churchill from the White House and had it returned to England. Now, his latest actions are drawing pointed criticism from our closest ally. Mr. Obama's less-than-diplomatic treatment has eroded the bond so characterized by the former British Prime Minister Thatcher and U.S. President Reagan. But you see, it's all in line with biblical prophecy. The Bible tells us that the relationship between the United States of America and Israel, as well as the relationship between the United States of America and Great Britain, will deteriorate. Ultimately, Israel will be all alone. Great Britain will be all alone, or I should say the United Kingdom will be all alone. And the United States will have isolated itself. And the power which is going to emerge is going to be a United States of Europe under German leadership. And they will take care of matters, including in the Middle East. But it's not going to be a very rosy picture. That's the bad news. The good news is, when all of this is happening, the return of Jesus Christ has come near. And so please continue to watch and to listen, because we will keep you informed. You will need to know these things if you want to understand where we are in the timeline of biblical prophecy. So thank you very much for listening. And this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.